Bez Hashem, we've learned so much about the Chayve Misois in Bezdin, which is not the most pleasant limud. But we've learned through the sugyas. Now we hit a perek, which is famous for sort of taking things in the other direction. The Mishnah says, Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelek loylam abo. This is a Mishnah that Klal Yisrael repeats over and over again. Meaning in Yisrael's every Shabbos afternoon to learn Pirkei Avos and to precede the learning of Pirkei Avos with this Mishnah. And the reason for that is that the message over here is that Klal Yisrael akulam kedoshim. Every Yid is a nitzutz, a chelek alekayim imal, is b'chotzim mitachas kisei ha-kovid, and memela, Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelek loylam abo. The part that's less mentioned, after this part, is the ve'elu she'en lam chelek loylam abo. And this, we could say, is also a hemshech of the Mises Bezdin, that even though we've spoken about various types of Rishoyim, so on the one hand, the Mishnah starts with even Misei Bezdin, with Vidui, with Kaporo, with the Misa, Yesh Lam Chelek Lalam Abba. On the other hand, there's also a progression here that there are certain select individuals, or unselect individuals, that were able to so, Rachman Altan, violate the world with the opposite of Kvod Shamayim, is that they were poikim so deeply that they lost their chelek in Olam Haba. Certain select individuals, and there's certain categories of individuals that ain't lam chelek l'Olam Haba. Agav, the description over here, legabe chelek in Olam Haba, the Mishnah over here with the Gemara's Barichus are going to go into fundamental chalokim of Yiddishkeit that we have in the Ani Mamin of Ani Mamin, the Schar and Olam Haba, and Ani Mamin Bemuna Shleima, that life only has meaning if we believe in an afterlife, and if we ultimately believe that all life will be brought back, namely the Yisoid called Tchias HaMesim. What exactly the world is going to look like B'Moyse HaMashiach, and what exactly Olam Haba looks like, and what exactly Tchias HaMesim looks like, we have no idea. There's famous Chiluke Shitois between the Rambam and Rishonim, they're arguing on the Rambam, was centered around sugyas over here, printed up in the Rishonim on Masechet Sanhedrin, is a long pulmis. There's the Rama had long his kasvuyos with the Rambam, well not with the Rambam, but those that defended the Shitas Rambam, and the Rambam wrote to defend his Shitas. It was a lot by the Rishonim that was back and forth. It centered around the Chelek HaGod. The Klal Yisrael for many Doris has had a separate lima called Perk Chelek. Is that Gadita over here on Inyonim that are otherworldly. You look, it's interesting. When the Torah describes Char V'Einish in Parshas Bechukosai, in Parshas Kisovai, the Torah describes in very earthly forms. If there are Averis, then it won't rain, and the enemies will chase us, and our crops will fail, sicknesses will abound, v'chule, v'chule. Doesn't say anything about Olam Haba, Tchias HaMesim. When we learn Musar, the Iker Shtup that we use to work on our Midois and to be Kodesh our Taivis is the fact that there's an Ayin Roya, there's an Olam Haba, a person has to give a Din V'Cheshbon, there's Char V'Einish, there's Olam Haba, there's Tchias HaMesim, and so on and so forth. So the interesting, the Torah normally, the perspective in Torah Shebuch Zav is in the concrete, is in something that we could explain, grasp, and picture. Masha'en Kein, when we're Ma'irim, our Neshamis, we're Ma'irim ourselves, Mikoyach, the intangible. We speak to ourselves in terms of Olam Haba, Tchias HaMesim, Yemos HaMashiach, and so on. So a lot of the groundwork for these Musogim, as they're spoken about in the Svarim, like we said, Rishonim, and afterwards, comes from these Mishnayos and the Gemaras that are over here. We'll just say a few basic Yisoides. When we talk about Yemos HaMashiach, we're talking about Achas HaYomim, but we're talking about Achas HaYomim that's still going to be in a physical world. And that world is going to start, Be'ez Hashem, hopefully any day, Achakalei M'choyem Shiyomim, which the Rama makes into a fundamental of Yiddishkeit. It's not just enough to believe that it will happen. A Yid has to live in this world, that this world is only temporary. Achakalei M'choyem Shiyomim, every day. Pisom Yove Elecholoi Hodoi. So the Rambam describes in Hilchos Malachim, in Perek Yud Aleph, Tchuvas HaMashiach, that Melech HaMashiach is going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Klal Yisrael is going to be Chozet Eretz Yisrael. He's going to be Mekabetz Nidchi Yisrael, Bein HaMikdash. He's going to bring back the Shoiftim, Karbonis, Shemitim V'Yoylus, etc., etc. Torah will be B'Shleimusa, Klal Yisrael will be B'Shleimusa, but still a world physical, except that Yemais Mashiach is that Mashiach and Klai Yisrael will command the respect of the whole world. All forms of redifa of Klai Yisrael will cease. Klai Yisrael will be sit berumei shalaylam, but still in the physical world, and there's going to be a tremendous ruach of kedusha in the world, where all members of the human race and befrat Klai Yisrael are going to be chayzer b'tshuva and recognize the truth. This is what the Navi Yeshaya says: Kimalod de'el es Hashem kamayim liyam mechasim. The countries of the world won't have nuclear arsenals; they won't be fighting with each other. Lo yisa goyel goy cherev. That's tkufas Melech Hamashiach. Olam Haba is already a little bit more shrouded in mystery because something you can't perceive with the physical eye. The Pashut understanding where the Rambam understands Olam Haba is even though Olam Haba, the world to come, it's not a world that will come, it's a world that already exists. All the tzaddikim live in Olam Haba, their gufs are in the ground. It's a world of neshamas. The world of neshamas is Chava Einish. Those that use their time in this world wisely are Zeichet to be Mesaneg al Hashem, Lohanis Mizif Shkinosei. Those that didn't use their time wisely in this world have to pay the price and they have to be purified. Either they can be purified or they wander about. There's different this idea of Gilgulim and Dibukim and all different types of Gehenim and Kafakel, etc., etc. These are all Musagim in the Olam HaNeshamas. Other Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rama, like we said, there's a major fullness amongst Rishonim already around the Rambam's sheet in these Nyonim, saw Olam Haba as referring to something that will exist, which is after Tchias HaMesim, maybe the Elef HaShvi, we talk about Shit Alf and Shnin, 6,000 years of world history, 7,000 years, the 8,000 years, the Ramchal talks about different levels that will be in the Elef HaShvi, in the Elef HaShmini, because the same way there's 6,000 years are connected 6 days. A day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is 1,000 years. The 6 days in the physical world, the seventh is Yom Shekulei Tov, like Shabbos. The eighth is already like a Yom Tov, like a Shmini Atzeres, which is already Lamalo even from Shabbos. It's not clear when that Olam Haba will come into being, but it's something that will exist. Or maybe Olam Haba is both. It means anything that's not in the here and now, the physical world. It's not even the physical world of the future. It's something above and beyond the physical existence. What's going to be with Tchias HaMesim? When is that going to be and how is it going to look? We have no idea. The Rambam understands that even in the world of Tchias HaMesim, we're not going to live short lives of 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, even 120, even 1,000 years. People are going to live for thousands of years. They're going to reach tremendous heights of Shlemus. And then they're going to die and they're going to live on forever and ever in Mitzchias in Olam HaNeshamas, like we said before. So the Rambam doesn't have Tchias HaMesim as a final destination. Other Rishonim argue very strongly, the Ramban, the Rama, the other Rishonim that were involved in that Pulmus, and they understand that Tchias HaMesim is a darga where the Kedusha will not only be L'saneg al Hashem L'anus B'ziv Shkinaseh with the Neshamas, but even the Gufim of those that are worthy will be purified, Nizdachech, on a Madrega where they'll be completely connected with the Orei and Seif of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they'll live forever and ever. And at that point, the Olam HaNeshamas could exist now, but the world of Tchias HaMesim, where even the Gufim will be Nizdachech and will also be Levushei Ruchni, that's a world that doesn't exist yet. That's a world that will exist. Ramchal speaks about this by Rikus in Das Tunis and his other Svar. Based on these Hagdamas, let's learn the Mishnah now. Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek Lelam Abo. Shenema, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk in Yeshayim, Ve'amech Kulam Tzadikim, your nation are all Tzadikim. That means everybody's a tzaddik. We've seen plenty of Yidin that are not tzaddikim. We don't consider ourselves tzaddikim. It means that deep inside us, there's Ritzoneinu Lasis Ritzoneinu Rishon Shabbat Shemayim. The Nitzutz Eloiki, the Chelek Elokim Imal that's inside all of us is intact, and it's unsullied by Chet. The parts of a person that are corrupted, angry, money hungry, jealous, insecure, physical tivus and so on, or all the lower chalakim of the person, not the higher part of a person, the neshama, which is the ur, which comes straight from the Kisei HaKovet. That part of a person, lo'olam yirshu aretz, lives forever, yirshu aretz, it will be connected. Over here, it doesn't mean only yirshu aretz of Eretz Yisrael, but it means the Eretz HaChaim, which refers to the olam HaNeshamas, neitzem matoi, they're all sprouts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's planting. The Rebbeinu Shalom plants v'chaya olam nota b'soichenu. Maisei yodai lihispar. They're all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's maisei yodayim lihispar. The Rebbeinu Shalom glories in his creations. The Rebbeinu Shalom takes nachas and pride, kiviyokul, in those that he created that are expressions of his will, Klal Yisrael. And the male of Amech Kulin Sadikim Yeshlam Chelkal Mabo. Whatever has to be purified is all the chitzonius of a person. A person rolls around in mud, his neshama doesn't become dirty. Maybe his face, his hands, his feet, certainly his shirt and his pants. So everything goes into the washing machine, his body, it goes into a shower. It's just a mushel. Kehanim is also like that. It's just rinsing and washing a person. The pnimi is Adam, the chelik alakamimals, Amech Kulin Sadikim. So that has a chelkal Mabo. However, there are those that can be poigim in their olam hapnimi, and the mele that what's inside of them is so corrupted that ein lam chel gal mabo. Mikubalim explained that even this is not final, because there's a level of oimik sheba oimik which has to touch and has to be intact in every single person, even the ones that are mentioned over here, Behemshech, that destroyed Klal Yisrael, and they were poigim in the Eilam HaKdusha to the point where they're described in the Mishnah as Ein Lehem Chelek Al Mabok, it still will ultimately, after the Alef HaShvi, the Alef HaShmini, the Leshem talks about this Barichus, will have some type of Chelek after all the Zichuch and all the purifications become, play themselves out, they will have a Chelek Al Mabok. It has to be that way. Because every Yid is a chelik of the tapestry of the Am Hashem. Every Yid is an ois in the Sefer Torah. And every Yid has to come to a tikkun, because we're all one neshama. If part of the neshama is still blotted, is still destroyed, then we're not intact. We're not shalem. And we have to be, ultimately, we have to reach a dag of shlemus as one neshama. Same way the Rebbeinu Shalom is echot. Klai Yisrael is also echot. Ato echot v'shimcha echot mikam chisol goy echot boret. So the Mishnah says over here, those who have corrupted, that they can't go straight to Elam Abba. Yisurim, Misa is not going to help them. Ho'imer ein t'chiyas ha-meisim in ha-teirah. Somebody who denies t'chiyas ha-meisim means if he doesn't connect to the reality of t'chiyas ha-meisim, he's removed himself from that reality. That's not a reality in his life. He's not living in a world where t'chiyas ha-meisim will ultimately come to him. Even Rahman al-San, somebody who does a lot of Averis, believes ultimately, he can't help himself, this is what he has to do, this is where he's holding, but he believes ultimately in the power of rejuvenation, which can take place with Misa. Misa really is a tremendous teva for a person. Misa is the only possibility for a person to reach the dargis that he couldn't reach because of his hang-ups, and his teivas, and his yetzaharas, while he was alive. But if somebody says, Ein t'chiyas ha-meisim in ha-teirah, then he doesn't live in a world where there are possibilities. He doesn't have the possibilities. Midah keneged midah, ain't Torah min hashamayim. Same idea. If Torah is not min hashamayim, then there is no olam haruchni, which is beyond the world we live in. So if a person is kofer in that, how could he have a shaychus to everlasting reality? Va'apikiris. Don't say what apikiris is. The term is a little bit obscure. The origin of the term apikiris, which is so thrown about, is really in Yevonis, and it means somebody who's lives without boundaries. You find it in Tisant Loshen, if a person eats certain types of foods together, like with Basil Chol, we have to eat separately, he could be oichel certain types, the Gemara says, without control. Apikoyus means somebody who doesn't have boundaries. The apikoyus that's described over here is described in the Mishnah, as he's mafkir himself, he doesn't believe in the hierarchy of a Talmid Chacham being at the top of the pyramid. He's mevazeh Talmid Chacham. Mevazeh Talmid Chacham is not just an avera of not living as a ben Torah, it's the avera of not recognizing an ultimate hierarchy of what's important in this world. So then how could he reach a darga la'acha moisoi of connecting with that? Rebbe Akiva Omer, somebody who reads books, svarim achitzonim are books that are outside. The olam of Torah is the world of pnimius, the world of philosophical thought, which is keneged hashgachas habayre, keneged creation of the world yesh miayin, and other basic tenets of Yiddishkeit, or keneged Torah min hashamayim. These are called svarim achitzonim. They're the world of chitzonius, not the world of pnimius. These are all books that have philosophies and worldviews that are connected Ratzon HaBorei. V'aloiche shel hamakav ha'omer, in other cases, somebody who doesn't have tchias ha'maisim, is somebody who makes a spell that's called lechisha on different types of people that are not well, different bruises that people have, wounds, injuries. V'aymer, he uses kishuv kolamachla shesamti mitzayim le'osim alecho ki'ani Hashem rifach. It's a little bit obscure. We have no idea what this is. There's some type of process of a spell that was done. This was a bizayin l'dvar Hashem, and this removes l'chayr. This is just an example of something which would be considered kidvar Hashem bozo. But it means over here l'chayr the idea that a mevazeh dvar Hashem doesn't live with Hashem as the ultimate reality. He can't connect with that. So mele in le'tchias ha'meisim. Abishol lo'imer, af ha'hoiges Hashem b'yoysi yoyso. Also one who says the shem havaya b'yoysi yoyso, he doesn't relate to the shem Hashem, the shem havaya, the shem ha'mefayrish, as a reality that's beyond. For him, there's no beyond. It's the shem Hashem. You can say it here and now. Eating a chocolate bar, before you munch into a chocolate bar, you make a bracha with the shem ha'mefayrish. That means you don't treat the Shem HaMefarish, the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as something otherworldly, so you lose, the person who's that, loses his connection to otherworldliness. Tchias HaMeisim is about otherworldliness. He doesn't have that reality anymore if he's makhish it as a mitzvah. So these are like midah keneged midahs of somebody who's makhish a reality, he disconnects from a reality, becomes actually disconnected from that reality.